This is Let the Games Begin. A DCU's Batman, Young Justice Cartoon Universe, Hogwarts AU. Written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated G and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Hogwarts. This is the second story in the series House Rules. After the very shocking and disappointing reveal that is Tim's house, he wanted Ravenclaw so much. Just, ugh, why this? He gets a letter not 2 days later from the owl that Bruce makes the four of them share. Tim wonders who told him, and which one of his siblings was able to write a letter after the opening feast, get to the aviary, and send the owl off so fast. The three of them probably fought over it or something. Tim gets a letter that states, in awkward but somewhat clear terms, which means Bruce actually did write it by himself without Alfred nudging him in the right direction, that while Slytherin wasn't the house Tim was hoping for, it's still a very good house to be in. It also assures him that he isn't a bad person just because a lot of people in Slytherin turn out to be, and points out a very long list of people who turned out to be very bad from other Hogwarts houses. Bruce also writes that he's certain that Tim will be able to make a lot of friends, and that, no, Bruce will not be sending Charlie the Unicorn all the way to England just so Tim can sulk in the woods. And as a postscript, Bruce says that if it really, really bothers Tim, he can come home and Bruce will transfer him to another school next year. But only if it really, really, really bothers him. At the very least, Bruce tries. His efforts are a little awkward and weird, but Tim's grateful all the same. It turns out that making friends isn't really a problem, though. He doesn't even need any of his siblings' interventions to do it, either. Tim makes friends with a fellow first year in his house, a girl with silvery hair and one eye named Rose Wilson. Slytherins don't have such a bad reputation between houses as it would seem. As long as it's not Gryffindor, the main rivalry is with Ravenclaw, and that's basically over better grades. Either way, they're in the middle of herbology with Professor Lance, a joint class between Hufflepuff and Slytherin, when they're told to partner off. Tim's not really a standoffish person, but he's not exactly a social butterfly either. So he is awkwardly shuffling around as people pair off, and he sees Rose. He's about to walk over when a round-faced Hufflepuff grabs his arm and hisses, "Not Wilson, Drake! Her father's Deathstroke!" Tim can see Rose stiffen, her hands curling into fists out of the corner of his eye. Tim blinks. "Yes? So?" A Slytherin turns and stares at him. "I knew you were Muggle-born, Drake, but Deathstroke? Even Muggles know about Deathstroke." "Yes, I mean, I know who Deathstroke the Terminator is, but so what?" Tim pulls his arm away. "The sins of the father aren't the sins of the child. That's a saying, I think." So Tim walks over to Rose, who's sort of glaring at him, then staring at the ceiling, then glaring at the professor, then staring at him, then shuffling in place. He hears a Hufflepuff girl whisper, "Well, I suppose it's all right. He's a Wayne kid after all. And everyone knows the Wayne kids are damaged." At which point, Tim is ready to push her into the fertilizer heap, except Rose beats him to it and launches herself over the table. Punches the girl so hard that one of her teeth goes flying out of her mouth and snarls, "We'll see who's damaged when I'm done with you." Long story short, Rose gets detention, no matter what Tim tries to say about it being partly his fault, and it was provoked. Rose just shrugs, still not really looking at him. So Tim asks Professor Lance when and where the detention will be. Professor Lance raises an eyebrow, but tells him. And he waits outside the room for Rose to be done. She comes out after an hour or two, and stares at him. You're not actually damaged, are you? Not any worse than the next person, I think. Tim answers, smiles. How are your potions, Grids? And that's how Tim and Rose become best friends. Sort of. Tim meets Jaime in the library, and through Jaime he meets Bart. And soon enough, the four of them are pretty decent friends who may or may not conspire to put Hufflepuff up as the House Cup victor this year. If only because they want to snatch victory out from underneath Gryffindor's nose and give it to the house Gryffindor would least expect as competition. It all rounds out to the fact that Tim is not nearly as alone and as much of an outcast as he expected to be in the beginning of the year. So when the first Quidditch match of the season is scheduled between Gryffindor and Ravenclaw, Tim doesn't feel nearly as conflicted about shoving his way through the Gryffindor stands to the front. Ticket offered to go with him, but Tim told him to go ahead to save seats. Jaime apologized, but he and Bart were going to be on the opposite side cheering with the Ravenclaws. Which means that it's Tim and Rose in their silver green, shouldering and shoving their way through masses of red and gold to where Dick is. Cass is somewhere in the back. She doesn't like crowds, and being in back means she can get away at any time she wants. So, Rose whispers, bending her head towards his. They have a few minutes before the game starts. Dick is highly involved in a rather heated discussion with some other upperclassmen over today's match and possible outcomes.
Which one is the one who made you blush?
Tim chokes.
How did you know?
Rose just gives him a look. The redhead. She turns and squints out onto the field.
Harper?
As in, Hawk and Dearden's brother Harper?
Who?
The Ravenclaw and Gryffindor who are always treating that rat every few days.
Oh.
Tim blinks.
Really?
I didn't know they were related. The rat is very cute. Her name is Speedy.
Seriously?
Rose snorts. That's a weird name.
You've obviously never seen that rat run,
Tim mutters. Rose continues squinting for a few more minutes, before nodding and sitting back.
Why are you smiling like that?
Rose, the last time you smiled like that, some Gryffindor 6 years started screaming because there were teeth in their oatmeal.
He's cute,
Rose says, smiling like she's about to rip open a frog carcass in potions class.
You could have done worse for yourself, Drake. Well done. There are worse people to get wrapped around your finger.
He is not wrapped around my... Rose clears her throat and points down at the pitch, where Roy is enthusiastically waving at him.
He could be waving at anyone. He said his sister is a Gryffindor.
Rose jerks her head to the left, and Tim leans around her to see Dearden shoving her way through the crowd to take a seat higher up in the stands. Somewhere that definitely isn't where Roy is waving and smiling.
Shut up,
Tim groans, burying his face in his hands.
Just shut up.
He's got a crush. You've got a crush. It's only our first year and there's already drama, Rose sighs. And when she says drama, Tim has vivid and gore-filled images of bloody innards in a shark tank. This is going to be exciting, Drake. I thank the founding fathers and mothers for putting you in my life. Now I don't have to try and organize a mutiny among the portraits. The end.